I'm an associate professor of soil science, Obafemi Awolowo University in Nigeria. I'm here to present part of our studies titled Fertilizer Rate and Timing on Yield, Soil Fertility, and Cation Contents of Talvaria occidentalis, Solanum macrocarpon, and Amaranthus viridis in southwest Nigeria. These three vegetables are underutilized vegetables. It is being recognized that, and even that part of the presentations of today, the need for us to change our approach to nutrition, to incorporate more fruits and vegetables, especially green vegetables, into our diets. And vegetables, we have a lot of it in Africa, and this, most of them are being collected by women where they grow as weeds, not being cultivated. And because of this, it is difficult. Women trek kilometers searching for them. But many of them, they have a nutritional as well as a medicinal importance. Very good for maintaining many diseases, but getting it is difficult. So about 2011, there was a project being sponsored by the IDRC to promote these vegetables. And we started with 10 of these underutilized vegetables. We studied them from across the value chain, from cultivation to the agronomy to the acceptability by consumers and the income generation, and even processing and packaging, and also adaptation to the drought and other harsh conditions. And from that, we came up with 6 premium vegetables. And after the project that ended in 2014, the scaling up was also awarded, which started in 2015, and we call it microdosing, because we realized that soils of Africa and also sub-Saharan Africa, many of them are sandy in nature, and also we are endowed with high precipitation. So because of this, one of the challenges that we are facing with our soils is leaching. So our soils are acidic and inability to hold water. So because of this, we realized that to sustain and to effectively manage our soil fertility, there's the need for us to use inorganic as well as organic materials. But the use of inorganic fertilizer in the sub-Saharan Africa has been recorded as the lowest in the world. In average, we are using about 10 kilograms per hectare. And the U.S. is using about 100, while China is using about 150. And they are saying reduce it because of the effect on the climate, greenhouse gas emission. And we are using about 10 of these fertilizers. So there is the need for us to increase the yield. But the vegetable farmers, they are set of people that use inorganic fertilizer. But in their own context, they are not following the right recommendation. So we now came up from the study, the results that we got for the first phase of the study. We wanted to see how we start with microdosing. That is, we teach them how to use appropriate way of using the fertilizers. So the three vegetables that were selected, that we considered premium, the first one is Talvaria occidentalis. This is high-valued vegetable that they use it perfectly for maintaining blood for pregnant women and even children. It works perfectly. The same thing, the Solanum macrocarpon has its own health implications. Amaranthus has a high nitrate, and high nitrate helps in blood circulation. So they are potential medicines, and that is what women are using it for, and it is working for them, especially where the cost of medical treatment is expensive. So it has the food security impact, and also a source of income. From the first phase of the study, we discovered that it gives most women further income, and this was allowed them to have a financial independence. You know, there's less beating, less violence because they are able to control certain amount of money from the sales of their vegetables. Also for awareness, they use it as delicacies. There are arguments on the microdosing. The microdosing was put together by ICRISAT in India, and it has been tested in Kenya, but they used it only for maize, not for vegetables. They argued that when you put your fertilizer at a point, you know, it reduces the contact that it has with soil. But the argument again is that when you use it, the roots of the plant will extract nutrients from all over. So it is possible to leave even the soil more exhausted than it was before cultivation. But there's an argument that it reduces the loss of nitrogen and thereby reduces the cost of production. So that is what part of what we try to test. So the objectives of the study were to examine the effects of time and rate of fertilizer application on yield and cation contents of the three vegetables in order to establish the appropriate microdosing techniques for production of the vegetables in the soils of southwestern Nigeria. This is the map of the location, map of Nigeria. The study was carried out in the southwest of the country, and precisely at the University, Obafemi Awolowo University Teaching and Research Farm. The soil samples were collected from the prepared, and these parameters were determined before cultivation of the vegetables, before the layout. And the experimental design was a split plot. We have the main plot. The main plot is the application of the organic fertilizer. Okay, application of the fertilizer is the main plot. We use inorganic fertilizer was used as a basal application, and after the basal application, we now use inorganic fertilizer. We use some at the point of planting. Inorganic was applied. Then we waited for another 2 weeks. Then another set was applied, and we compared. Then we have five rates of the inorganic fertilizer at nitrogen. We have 0, 20, 40, 60, and 80. 80 kilograms nitrogen per hectare has been identified as the farmer's practice. So for this one, we did not apply organic fertilizer. Then the plot size was also considered. And then data were collected. For Telveria occidentalis, 5 weeks after planting, it was harvested. For Solanum macrocarpon, 7 weeks after planting. The Amaranthus, 4 weeks after planting. The differences was based on the waited for them to get to the stage of harvesting before they were harvested. So it was prepared, and the cations were determined. And the data collected were subjected to statistical analysis. This table one is showing the soil properties, physical and chemical properties. The soil is sandy, loamy sand, and the pH is 5.7, and it has been reported that the pH range for our soils recommended and desired is between 5.5 and 6.5. So the pH is still within the range. And while all other values were at the medium fertility level. And the result. Thank you. So this is showing the yield. For Telferia, the highest yield was obtained at 40 to 60. The bar is showing the LSD, also for Solanum and Amaranthus. Then this is the cations for the Telferia. We got the highest for the cation for calcium at 20, and magnesium not affected. Sodium, it was reduced with an application of fertilizer. These were determined after harvesting of the plant. So. just testing the fertility, sustainability of the fertility properties. We also discovered that timing of application had no effect for all the three vegetables. Timing, that is whether application at planting or 2 weeks after planting, had no effect on the cations. Had no effect on them. LSD is the bar, and comparing each of the rates, no effects. This is also for Sonano macrocarpon, for Amaranthus viridis. So from the study, it was concluded that time of fertilizer application had no significant effect on yield and nutrient context of the vegetables, indicating that the farmers can apply their fertilizer at any time. It could be before at planting or thereafter. But application of organic fertilizer should be applied 2 weeks, at least minimum, before the planting, so as to allow for complete decomposition and mineralization. So we applied the organic 2 weeks before we planted. Then at planting now, we apply organic one set. Then 2 weeks thereafter, we applied. And we realized that there was no difference. We also observed the differences in the fertilizer requirements of the vegetables. While the Sonanum macrocarpon and Amaranthus viridis required just 20 kg nitrogen per hectare, along with 5 tons of the organic fertilizer, Occidentalis required 40 kilograms per hectare. And this is because Occidentalis is it has a big broad leaves, and also it has veins and vine, so it requires more nutrients to accomplish all this. But the other two vegetables, they are very succulent and with small leaves. So those are our conclusions. I want to appreciate the Foreign Affairs, Trade and Development Canada and International Development Research Center, IDROC, for the project research grant number 107983, other micro-veg project. Thank you for listening. I don't understand that.
Oh, sorry.
Yes.
Of the cultivars of the species of crop that you're utilizing for the study,
okay.
Were you using improved university varieties or were you using traditional land races?
Okay. For the varieties of the vegetables?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You know, one big challenge that we have with these utilized vegetables is that we don't even have the genus plant. We don't even have the seeds.
Yes.
So So at the time I was traveling all around the cities. If I see one sitting there, we remove and go and plant in our station. So for now, we don't have the genetic resources for it. So we only few vendors are just buying from those that are selling, that are growing. So that's the challenge. Seed production is a challenge. So we don't have it has not been characterized. Okay, but for the Occidentalis, there's a particular one that people have developed, with broad leaves and very dark green, So we have that, but not that as a station. You cannot, even that one, at a time we have the fruits, but no storage. You will harvest maybe in December, and you will not plant on April, and nowhere to keep it. So by the time you want to plant, farmers have lost, just rotted and will not be searching, no. So that's another challenge, that we're looking for a facility where we can keep the seeds, at least for farmers to use when it is time for planting. So we don't have the genetic resources now. We are just picking, gathering together what is available. Okay, but we believe we'll be there. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Is the Amaranthus viridis ever used for seed production?
Yeah, actually Amaranthus has different varieties, different species.
There's tons of
many of them.
Many.
But this particular one that we use is a local one. it has high fiber content and a special taste, you know. So that's why of all the varieties we selected, there's some other variety that you grow and you can even use the seeds to mix with the baby's food, or you mix it with your cocoa house, you know. Yeah. So there's another variety, but this particular one was.
But this one is the whole plant is eaten.
Okay.
Like a cooked vegetable.
Okay. Is the whole okay at harvest? We cut the plant and the soil surface.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was how it was. Okay. Although the farm, those that are marketing, that are growing these vegetables, they uproot, and we are discouraging that, because when you uproot, you are taking soil away. You know, they now take it to a nearby river and go and wash, and gradually your soil is going. So we are discouraging and say, just cut. So we cut at the base. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.